We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Nefilas Apayim, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Yud Zayin. Rav Nosson Zal is discussing the four parshiyos that surround Purim, Parshas Zohar, Parshas Porah, Parshas HaChodesh, Parshas Shkolim, and he's going to tie it into what we've been learning before. So we started speaking about Parshas Shkolim, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going to address the question of why machtzis ha-shekel, why half a shekel. V'ze b'chinas machtzis ha-shekel. Based on what we've been learning till now, we'll understand why the requirement is half a shekel. Machtzis ha-shekel daiko, specifically half, b'chinas machtzis ha-shekel truma l'Hashem, as the pasuk says. Ki hasoga haneflo hazois, because this very high level understanding of Hashem that we've been speaking about earlier, shehem hasogas hatisha hecholin anal, which is the understanding of the nine hecholim, we refer to it as the keser, a very high level understanding of Hashem, shezoichin al yedei hashkolim, which a person is zoicha to get to by through a whole long process, which we said begins Shehem Bechinas Asiyas HaMitzvah B'Simcha. Rabbeinu Zal had taught us in chapter 24 on Likutei Maran that the way that a person starts that process is by performing mitzvahs B'Simcha. And Rab Nosson Zal had showed that donating Shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash is an example of doing mitzvahs B'Simcha, because the Beis HaMikdash was all about Simcha. The pasuk says, Usmachtem b'chol mishlach yedchem. You will rejoice, you'll be happy with everything you contribute to the Beis HaMikdash. So we see that the Karbonos, the Ketoros, was all about Simcha. Zois ha-hasoga hi b'bechinas machtzis ha-shekel. This level of understanding of Hashem, these nine hecholim, can be compared to the half a shekel. Why? Sheze b'chinas moti v'loy moti. Because as we learned earlier, we're talking about a level, so high a level, that even when a person achieves it, they don't achieve it. We gave an example of a person who's 6 feet tall, and he can jump 2 feet into the air, so he can reach up to 8 feet. If we put something 2 inches above that, this person jumps as hard as he can touch it, or he can grab onto it for a second, but he can't hold on to it. That's called moti v'loy moti, achieving it and not achieving it, which means it's like 50%. It's like machtzis. It's partial. Bebechinas redifa uma'akev. As we spoke about the moichin, the seichel of a person trying to reach up to Hashem, and then there's the keser, there's that wall, that ma'akev, that boxes them in, that doesn't allow them to go too high, chas v'shalom. Shetzorich lamoid al hamishkol tomid. Because regarding this type of climbing, trying to reach up to very high levels of ruchnius, a person has to always have a balance, a mishkal. Because if the person will try to go too high, too far, he'll try to above his level, tizbatel hahasogo legamri, then his ability to understand Hashem will disappear completely. He'll blow his mind, he'll blow his lights, and then he won't have any understanding. Ki ribui hashemen goyrim kibui haner. We have a rule. You add oil, you get a brighter light. More oil, still brighter light. More oil, you drown the light, you put out the light completely. Ve'im yaakev, ve'imna ha'asoga legamri. And if you go to the other extreme, if the person will abstain and refrain and will not try to achieve any understanding of Hashem, gam kein lo yasik klal, then he also won't have any understanding of Hashem. Al kein, therefore, zois ha-hasogo hi bebechinas machtzis ha-shekel. When we talk about great tzaddikim trying to reach up to the Oyer Ein Soif, their kesher there, their connection there, is called moti v'loy moti. It's called a half a shekel, not a whole. V'tzorich tomid lehachriya hamishkol lemalo, Lichloel Bardusa Yisporach Tomid Barotzi Vashoiv. And we have to always be careful to regulate that balance. We have to always be careful to regulate that balance, to try to plug into the oneness of Hashem, but in the manner of Rotzoi Vashoiv. Going up, jumping up, touching it, but then remembering to come back down. Bibchinas Machtzis Hashekel Terumo Lashem. Teruma means uplifting. Lirome means to lift up. That this concept of lifting oneself up to Hashem, person has to always be careful to do it with a balance. That it should be machzis hashekel. Just like when we talk about a human being who has a body and a soul. The soul wants only ruchnius. The body wants only gashmius. We have to work out a deal between them. That the person learns Torah for a few hours, then he goes to the bathroom, then he takes a drink, then he eats something, then he talks to a friend. He's got to take a break, because if he tries only ruchnius, he'll die from it. He'll blow away, the light will blind him, chas v'shalom. Ashrei hazoicha lezeh. Fortunate is a person who zoicha to this half. Person would say, oh, it's only half, it's nothing. Ashrei to the person who zoicha to this. This is a very high level. And it's for this reason that the Jewish people were commanded to donate these shkolim when the Mishkan was being put up. Because the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, and every single room inside of it, and every single vessel, the menorah, the mizbeach, all of these things, were all vessels and heicholim of kedusha, castles, rooms, shenim shochim meheicholim hu'elyonim, which receive light from those upper heicholim, shesheirish kulam, where the origin of all of them, heim bechinas hates heicholim anal, is these nine heicholim that we were speaking about earlier, that Rabbein Azal spoke about in Likud Imran, chapter 24, and we touched on it earlier here, She'al yodom ikar hasoga selukusoi, through which a person achieves understanding of Hashem, she'zoichin lohem, and we learned earlier, the only way a person could get to them is, al yidei asiyas hamitzvois besimcha, by performing mitzvahs besimcha. That's how you start the whole process. Shezeu b'chinas mitzvah shkolim kanal. And that's what the mitzvah shkolim is all about, as we mentioned in the previous year, because everything that was donated to the Beis HaMikdash was given with simcha. The pasuk says, usmachtem b'choil mishlach yedchem. Alkein nitzav ulitein shkolim b'shvil binyan ha-mishkon. And this is why the Jewish people were instructed to donate shkolim for building the Mishkan. Ki ha-mishkan shehu b'chinas heicholim anal. Because the Mishkan, which is these heicholim, which draw, receive from the upper heicholim, nivne venasis al yidei asiyas hamitzvah besimcha, was built and made through performing mitzvahs besimcha, shubchina shkolim, of which an example of that is these giving these shkolim. V'chein mavura b'hatoyra hanal, and Rabbein Azal also mentions this over there in Likut Imran in chapter 24, Al posuk mikdosh Hashem koinenu yodecha. When Rabbein Azal explains this posuk there, shem mikdosh hu bechinas birkas haseichel kemavur sham. Rabbein Azal shows over there how the Beis Hamikdosh represents the blessing of seichel. The Torah says, the Gemara says, kol mishesh boideya keilu nivne Beis Hamikdosh biyomav. The Beis Hamikdosh was the center of das, of understanding of Hashem. Ki ikar hasoga selukus hoyo bebeis hamikdash v'hamishkan. Because the place on earth where a Jew was able to achieve the greatest understanding of Hashem and connection to Hashem was the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'noyadati lecho sham. I will meet you over there. I'll meet you. I'll connect with you. Hashem said, I will connect with the Jewish people over there in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. paragraph Yudches, V'alkein, and therefore, Achar Parsha Shkolim, after we read the Parsha of Shkolim on one of the Shabbases before Purim, Koirin Parsha Zohar. The following Shabbos, we read Parsha Zohar, Shehu Bechinas Mechia Samolek V'homon Yemach Shemon, which speaks about wiping out Amolek and his descendant Homon, Shehein Bechinas HaKfirois Shel HaMechakrim. They represent the atheism, the denial of Hashem, of the philosophers. Shehem Iker Zuama Sanochosh. They represent the real essence of the Tumah of the snake, Bechina Sitra Damoisa, which brought death into the world. V'alkein Rotzo Homon Betoikef Achizose Shom Bakfira Seilu Shem Sitra Damoisa. Alkein Rotzo Chasveshom Lezgaber Lohomis Ulahashmit Chasveshom Eskol Yisrael. And it's for this reason that Homon, who was so connected to this denial of Hashem and Tumah and death and everything, he wanted to destroy, to wipe out the Jewish people completely. And Hashem himself stepped in and destroyed Haman's plans and wiped him off the world through the power of the shkolim that the Jewish people donate to the Mishkan, Shehein Bechinas Asiyas HaMitzvah B'Simcha, which we said are an example of performing a mitzvah with simcha, Shaydeze Nizbatlin Kol HaKlipois Kanal. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran that through Asiyas HaMitzvah B'Simcha, that's how you extract the sparks of Kedusha that are trapped in the Sitra Achra. You get them out of there, and then the Sitra Achra has a mapola, a downfall. So this is how we eliminate all the klipois. Ukamay Sham Razal, as the Gemara says in Megillah, page 13, that when Haman went over to Achashverosh and he offered him 10,000 large pieces of silver to be given permission to wipe out the Jewish people, Hashem said, Russia, you wicked person, you want to put up a lot of money to destroy the Jews? Kvar kidmu shkoleim lishkolecha. The Jews already put up the money that's going to wipe you out. The Jews already, because it's on Rosh Chodesh Adar that the announcement is made for the Jews to contribute shkolim to the Mishkan of Beis HaMikdash, that came before Purim. That came before Haman's powerful money. Paragraph Yutes, V'achakach Koirin Parshas Poro. After Parshas Zochor, after the holiday of Purim, we read Parshas Poro, Shehi Metaheres Mitumas Meis, which purifies a Jew even from the strongest form of impurity, a dead body. Ki Parshas Poro Aduma Megalelonu She'yevsher Lahasig Ulohovin Shum Tam B'mitzvah Saboiris Broshmoyim. Because Parshas Poro teaches us that it's impossible for a human being to understand the reasons behind the mitzvahs or behind what Hashem does. V'osur laharher boze klal. And it's forbidden for us to try to think that we could understand Hashem completely. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, zois chukas haTorah. This is an example of one of the chukim of the Torah, Paraduma. Ukama Shapirish Rashi Sham, and Rashi Kodesh explains over there, Lefi Shehasoton, V'umay Soilam, Moinen Es Yisrael, because of the fact that the Soton, the Eight Sahara, and the other nations of the world try to tease the Jewish people. They tease us and they test us. Ma mitzvah says, what kind of mitzvah is this? Ashes of a red cow, what does that do? Uma tam yeshbo. What? Explain us a logical reason why this should work. Lekach kosuv. Therefore, the Torah wrote chuka, that this is a choik. Loimar, to teach us chuka chokakti gzeiro gazarti. Ein lecha rishus laharachreha. Hashem says that some of my laws are chukim, where human beings cannot understand it whatsoever. There's no rationale to it, and you have no right to try even to delve into it. V'zois ha-mitzvah shel poraduma Loi lelamed al atzmo yotza, elelamed al haklal kulo yotza. And the Gemara tells us, the Meforshim tell us, that this does not only apply to Paraduma, this applies to the entire Torah. Because the Torah is called Chukim u'mishpatim. The whole Torah is called Chukim, which means as much as we learn and as much as we understand, we know that we don't understand. And we can't possibly understand Hashem. What, are you kidding? Hashem is trillions of miles higher than us, you know, infinitely higher than us. How could you possibly dream that you're going to understand Hashem? And this comes to show legaloi solohoiroi sal kol mitzvah satoira she osur laharer achar taimim klal, that it's forbidden for a Jew to try on his own to think, to try to figure out reasons for the mitzvahs. And it's for this reason that it's not only paraduma, but all the mitzvahs are referred to as chukim. Upirish Rashi gam sham, and Rashi Kodesh over there points out also, kigoin achilas chazer, levisha shatnez, v'chulu, etc. She umay soilam moinen es Yisrael. The goyim, they challenge us. They say, oh, Jews are crazy. They have these crazy mitzvahs that don't make any sense. Kein bohem shum tam. Ki be'emes taimei ha-mitzvois ne'elomim v'nistorim. Because the truth is that the reasons behind the mitzvahs are very, very hidden. Ve'yefsher la'sigam bedas ha'noishi klal. And it's impossible with human knowledge, with human rationale, to understand the mitzvahs. But rather, we have to be willing to fulfill the mitzvahs with on faith alone. To believe in and trust Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like the common Jewish folk, like the simple Jewish people who believe in Hashem simply without all of this nonsense, without philosophizing, without theorizing, without all of that nonsense. Whereby the philosophers are trying to decide that they're trying to figure out how could it be that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu if Hashem doesn't have a body. It's forbidden to put into writing makol shkein al peh, and especially not to speak about divreim v'deyoseim hazorois v'hasruchois v'hametunofois, about their alien opinions, which are disgusting. They stink. They have a very foul odor. Hamaleim kitzoya yosemi beis hakise. They're more filthy than our bathrooms. And Rav Nosson Zal doesn't usually talk like this, but he wants to make a very serious point about how dirty and filthy these paths are. These people dress themselves in four-piece suits and fancy bow ties, and they try to present themselves like the elegant of the world, the philosophers, the professors in the universities, these types, who try to outthink Hashem, who are trying to figure out Hashem. They're trying to make sure Hashem fits into their criteria. Otherwise, possibly there is no Hashem. If he doesn't fit into their criteria, must be there is no Hashem, chas v'shalom. And Rav Nosson Zal wants to make it very clear, don't you dare mistaken these people. Don't you dare think that these are ethical, quality people. These guys are filth. They're toilet material. Ve'ein sirchoin v'reach ra garua mehem ba'olam. There is nothing disgusting that has a foul odor to it in the world worse than them. With their aftershave and pre-shave and during shave. Ki parshas poro hu bechinas omarti echkemo v'hi rechoike mimeni. Because, I'm sorry, v'alkein, mitzvahs poraduma metaheres mitumas meis. And now we can understand why this mitzvah of poraduma has the ability to purify a Jew from the most severe impurity, coming into contact with a dead body. Ki parshas poro hu bechinas omarti echkemo v'hi rechoike mimeni. Because Shlomo HaMelech in Kohelet chapter 7 says about the Paraduma, I thought I was smart, I thought I could understand it, but I see it's very far from me. kihi metaheres temeim umetames toirim, because the Gemara tells us that there's a paradox. There's something strange about paraduma. The one you sprinkle it on becomes pure, and the one who sprinkle it becomes impure. That's ridiculous. How could that be? That paradox certainly is something that a person cannot understand with rational thinking. And it's this item, this paradox, that allows this paraduma to be able to purify a person from the worst impurity. She'ikar hatuma hi bechinas chakiras hamechakrim vakoifrim shehem sitra demoisa. You want to know what's a dead body? You want to know what dead and death is? Death is these philosophers, these people who deny Hashem. They are death. Kihem ikar zuamas hanochesh kanal. They are the real impurity of the snake, which is what brought death to the world. V'alkein. And therefore, alidei mitzvas poro, shibchinas chukas hatoira. It's through this particular mitzvah, pora aduma, which is an example of a choik, something that we all recognize that we can't understand, shemegalis lanu shahatoira hibchinas chuka, which reveals to us that the whole Torah is a concept of choik. It's beyond our understanding. Bechinas omarti echkema vehira choika. I thought I was a chacham, I thought I'm smart, but I see it's so far from me. I have such a long way to go. Bechinas chuka chokakti gzera gazarti ein lecho rishus laharechre. Hashem says, these are my decrees. You have no right to try to rationalize them. Ayidei zeh nitorin mitumas mes. It's through this ideology, it's through this realization, by a Jew realizing that I don't understand Hashem, I can't understand Hashem, I can't understand everything there is to know about the mitzvahs. That itself, that realization, purifies a person from tumas mes. Because through this faith and trust in Hashem and Tzadikim, this is what eliminates death, sitra achra, klipois. Al yidei shemaminim Hashem Yisborach mitzvoisov, by believing in Hashem and His mitzvahs, ve'ein choikrim achar shum tam klal. We don't try to understand everything about Hashem, to understand exactly why we're doing this mitzvah. Rak mekayman oisam b'derechuk olavad. But rather we're doing it because simple Simon said to do it. Hashem said to do it. That's why. At the end of the parsha of Ktoiris, we say, V'loma eima orma dadash, why don't we put honey into Ktoiris? If we put honey into it, it would smell 100 times better. You know why? Mipnei shehatoira amra. Because the Torah said not to, that's why. What kind of reason is that? That's the best reason. That's the best reason. Because Hashem said not to, that's why we don't do it. The Breslov Hasidim in Uman, when they would say that pasuk mipnei shehatoira amra, they would say it with tremendous fervor. Because again, they wanted to make a point that even though we study Gemara, Halacha, Rishonim, Achronim, Kabbalah, Chassidus, and we're trying to understand everything we can about Hashem, we know that's all a micro dot of what Hashem is really all about and what the mitzvahs are really all about. That what we're doing is trying to get what we can. But we know and we accept perfectly, happily well, that we can't understand mitzvah. We can't understand Hashem. Hashem is infinite. The mitzvah is infinite. Compared to infinite, if you have 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000,000, you're not closing the gap on infinity. Because infinity means infinite, means endless. Endless, if you get a mile closer to it or 100 miles close to it, you're still very, very far away. And it's through this that a person is zoicha to real happiness. Through which a person is zoicha to start that whole procedure, which ends up in the person being able to achieve those 9 hecholim, in the format of Moti Velemoti, Sheshom Nichlal Horadifa Va'amakev Yachad. That's where the Radifa and the Ma'akev come together, Ba'achdus Godol, with a tremendous oneness, as we discussed in the previous year. Veshom Nichlolin V'nisyachdim Kol Ha'afochim Yachad. And that's where all opposites join together, become unified. The kulam nichlolim b'achdusa yisporach, and they all plug into the oneness of Hashem, sheshom shoyresh soid paraduma. That's the source of the secret of paraduma, shehi b'china shnei hafochim b'noi se'echod. The paraduma is an example of two opposites in one thing. The same thing that makes him impure makes him pure. Because the Poraduma makes pure those who were previously impure, and it makes impure the one who was pure, the one who was processing it. This originates from the secret of this conflict in the brain, this conflict of the Moichin trying to jump up to Hashem, and the Ma'akev, the Keser, holding them back, pushing them back down. Shal yedei shepogam boy Adam Arishon, because of the fact that Adam Arishon was poigam in this process, the hifrid horadifim and Ma'akev, he caused a separation between these two, between the Radif and Ma'akev. How? Al yedei achilas eitz hadas, by eating from the eitz hadas, that's what introduced death and impurity into the world. And that's the origin of all of these opposites in the world, all of these paradoxes, which we can't make sense out of, which we can't understand. Because all of the questions, especially about religion, are all examples of paradoxes. Kigoin, for example, Kushyas Hayadiyah Vabchira, the famous question about how it's possible that Hashem knows exactly what's going to happen tomorrow, and you're telling me that tomorrow I have free choice to do whatever I want. How could I possibly have free choice if Hashem knows in advance exactly what I'm going to be doing? And other types of paradoxes, whereby it's impossible for us to resolve these questions now, because human intellect, where it's at today, to us, this appears to be a conflict. It appears to be a contradiction. Aval onu maminim, however, we believe shebe'emes hakol nochoin votzedek, that in reality it all works out perfectly. Ube'emes einom shnei afochem klal, and in reality it is not a contradiction whatsoever. Rak shemachmas chet odom arishin umachmas gashmiyuseinu v'chatoseinu shel atzmeinu. It's only as a result of the fact that Adam Rishon committed the sin of eating from the Eitz Hadas, and as a result of our sins that we added to the picture, that's what makes it that we today cannot understand with our intellect how these two things work together, how it's possible that Hashem does know everything that's going to be, and yet it fits perfectly well with a person having 100% free choice to choose whatever they want to do. V'chol zeh nimshach mipegam hapirud shegoram odom orishin basagosoy bin hardif maki. And all of this originates from the separation that odom orishin caused in his mind between the radif and makiv. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, Va'ayin betikunim. Take a look in the Tikune Zohar, Be'inyan Chet Adam Arishon, to see how the Tikune Zohar explains the sin of Adam Arishon. V'tovin ato k'tzas. And now, based on what you've learned in these past few pages, you're going to understand a little bit of what the Tikkuni Zohar is saying over there. Because the Tikkuni Zohar says it micro, in very few words. And people that learn that very often don't understand what they're saying. Rav Nosson Zal is saying here in these last few pages, I've given you an incredible introduction that when you look at the words of the Tikkuni Zohar, you're going to be able to make much more sense out of it, to understand what exactly happened, what did Adam Rishon do, and what did he cause. V'alkein, and therefore, al yidei mitzvahs poradaika, it's as a result of the mitzvah of Poraduma specifically, which is an example of Jews performing mitzvahs which have a paradox in them, which have a contradiction in them, a seeming contradiction. With this Poraduma, which has these two opposite powers, it makes an impure person pure and a pure person impure, that's something that we certainly can't make sense out of rationally, and despite that, we perform this mitzvah on pure faith and trust in Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu. This is how we draw upon ourselves the power that we need to be able to perform all the mitzvahs with emuna, without having to understand, without, even though we don't know the reasons. And this helps us to become pure from the impurity that comes from death and dead body. Another word for death is philosophy. This kind of philosophy, this kind of trying to understand Hashem in ways that we're not allowed to, chas v'shalom. Because by a Jew fulfilling mitzvahs with faith alone, Sheze ikar hasimcha kanal, that's real simcha, as we learned earlier in previous pages. When a person gets to Shleimus V'emunah, that's the real Simcha. We mentioned many times, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad, which is a declaration of faith in Hashem. The Shema, the Shin Mem of Shema, and the Aleph Ches of Echad spell the word Esmach, that it's through pure, simple faith in Hashem that a person comes to real Simcha. Sheze Ikra Simcha, Aideze Nechlolim Bebechinas HaTes Echolin Anal, that's how a person is zoicha to climb the ladder and to plug into those nine hecholim, sheshom nichlolim kol ha'afochim yachad. That's where all the paradoxes get resolved. That's where all of these opposites are brought together. Remember, like the pasuk says, oise shalom bimroimov. Hashem makes peace up in heaven. Between what? Between fire and water. The Gemara says, shomayim, heaven, is the combination of eish and mayim. Fire and water. You're nuts? That's impossible. Fire, everybody knows that fire dries up, causes water to evaporate, and water extinguishes fire. How could you possibly make peace between them? The answer is, Hashem can do it. Shamayim is an example of Eish Shamayim together. We mentioned from the Shiloh HaKodesh, I had the privilege yesterday of being at the kever of the Shiloh HaKodesh in Tveria and being mispalel there for all of our friends. The Shiloh HaKodesh says, there's a Gemara in Brachas that says that a person who sees a pot in his dream, a pot that you cook with, is getting a message of peace from Hashem. So the Shiloh HaKodesh says, what does a pot have to do with peace? He says, I'll show you, simple. What do you do with a pot? You put water in a pot. Pot means cooking. We're not talking about a frying pan. We're not talking about a roaster. We're talking about a pot. Pot means cooking. Cooking means water. You put water in the pot, you put fire under the pot, and they work together beautifully. They make delicious vegetables and all kinds of fabulous stuff. So therefore, seeing a pot in your dream, pot represents fire and water cooperating, working together peacefully, you know, being wonderful best friends. Even though you ask any normal person, they say, oh, these two guys are like fire and water. Everybody, fire and water are opposites. Fire and water are totally conflicting, right? Wrong. Within the framework of Hashem, fire and water could blend together perfectly. Sheloosid Kisgale Hasogazois, in the future when Moshiach comes, this level of knowledge is going to be revealed. This level of understanding is going to be revealed. We're going to understand all the paradoxes. Ve'yiru soineinu ve'evoishu. And our enemies will see and they'll be full of shame and embarrassment. Which enemies? The enemies who denied Hashem. The enemies who took the attitude that if it don't make sense to me, then it doesn't exist. Va'nachnu nogil v'nosis b'Hashem. And we will rejoice and celebrate with Hashem. Kama Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, V'ato togil b'Hashem, b'kdoish Yisrael tishalo. You will rejoice with Hashem, with the holy Jewish nation, you'll be full of happiness. Paragraph Chof, V'achar kach koirim Parshas HaChodesh. The following week, after we read Parshas Porah, the next week we read Parshas HaChodesh, as we approach the holiday of Pesach. Ki kol zeh hu soid kiddush HaChodesh, because all of this is tied into the secret of the moon, the new moon, how the moon gets larger and smaller throughout the month, and at the end of the month, it disappears almost completely, and then comes back, is born again. Shehu b'chinas tikun halavona mipigimosa. This is the concept of repairing the moon from its state of defectiveness. Ki chamo ulavona shovim nivru. Because we know that the sun and the moon were originally created equal. Kama shekosu, as the pasuk says, in the beginning, es shnei hamaoirois hagdoilim, the two large lanterns, both equal, the sun and the moon. Ukama shemazal, as the Gemara points out in Chulin, page 60. Achalidei kitrug hayoreach, however, as a result of the moon complaining, sheomra, the moon said to Hashem, yefshel shnei malochim mishtamish bekeser echad. Can't have two kings sharing one crown. Can't have two lights that are equal. Aydeze nismato. Hashem said, you're right. Shrink. You go down. Valide mitzvas kiddush hachodesh. Aydeze anu oiskim b'tikuno. Lemalo yispegimas halavonam. And we know the Sforim tell us that through the mitzvah of sanctifying the new moon every month, the special prayers that we say and the mitzvahs and everything that we do, through that we are involved in correcting, in fixing the defectiveness in the moon. V'chol zeh nimshach b'mechinas hanal. And all of that is tied into what we were learning before. Dehainu, zeh shezoiche lahasig hasogas hanal. Meaning that a person, a Jew, a tzaddik, who is zeicha to achieve that high level understanding of Hashem, those nine hecholim, alidei horadifa v'amakev, through the brain chasing to reach up to Hashem, and the keser holding it back down, bebechinas moti v'loy moti, reaching it and not reaching it, sheze bechinas tachlis hayidia sheloi neida kanal, that's the concept of the peak of knowledge, which is realizing that you don't know, ze zeicha lemalois pigimas halavona. That person is zoiche to fill in the defect in the moon, the deficiency in the moon. Shehu bechinas kiddush hachodesh, which is the mitzvah of sanctifying the new month. Ki chamo ulevono oiram nimshech mebechinas ha'ein soif. Because both the sun and the moon, their light originates from the infinite light of Hashem. Shehu lemalo minefesh ruach neshama, which is above all levels of spirituality that we're used to talking about. The souls, it's above the soul. It's above the spheroids. Kanal b'hatoyr anal, as Rabbein Azal explains over there in chapter 24 on Likutei Moran, which this halach is based on. Ki mishom ikar ha'oyr shel kol hama'oyrois shebechol ha'ilamois. Because it's from the infinite light of Hashem that all the lights of all the worlds receive their light. And because of the fact that it's impossible for a person to connect with that infinite light of Hashem unless you go through this process of Redifa and Makiv, jumping up and coming back down, trying to reach up and being pushed back down, bumping into a wall and coming back down. Al kein, therefore, Mishnei Bechinoi Seilu. It's from these two aspects of the Redifa and the Makiv, Nimshach Venishtalshil Bechina Shnei Hamoeres Agdoilim. That's what evolved into these two different lanterns, the sun and the moon. Sheheim nimshochim im shnei b'chinas sanal. They draw their energy from these two forces, the redifa and the ma'akev. Sheshneihem nichlolim yachad. And in reality, both of them blend together. Both of them really are one. Vayidei shneihem daika. And it's through the combination of both, Redifa Makev, sun and moon, that we're able to connect with that infinite light of Hashem in the form of Moti V'Loi Moti. Why? Rav Nosson Zal is going to make this clear now. Ki chamo hu bechinas yediyah. Because the sun represents understanding of Hashem, knowledge. Shehu b'chinas redifa. That's the concept of the brain reaching up to Hashem, jumping up, trying to attain knowledge. Hainu redifa samoichin kanal that we spoke about earlier. Ulevona, whereas the moon, hu b'chinas heder hayedia. The moon represents absence of knowledge, lack of knowledge. Shehu b'chinas sama'akev, like the wall that blocks the brain, that holds the brain back, not allowing it to go further. Why? Where do we see this? There's a pasuk, ki shemesh yoda mevoyoy. There's a pasuk that says that the sun knows its path. The path of the sun is known, avol levono lo yoda mevoyoy, whereas the moon does not know its path. Kemoisham Razal, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, page 25, explains what that means. I don't want to go into it for now, but in any case, you see that the Gemara refers to the sun as knowing and the moon as not knowing. Nimtza, we see from here, ki chamo hu bechinas yediya, that the sun is referred to as knowing. Bechinas shemesh yoda mevoyoy, the sun does know where it's going. Its cycle, avolavono lo yoda mavoyoy. Whereas the Gemara says the moon does not know its cycle. Zebchinas heder hayedia. That's an example of lack of knowledge. Shu bechinas hamaakev. That's the example of the wall that boxes in the moyach, that doesn't allow it to attain more knowledge. Ubeemes shnehem shovim. In reality, both of them are equal. Bebechinas shnei hamaoyrois hagdoilim, as the pasuk spoke about them in the beginning, they were these two large lanterns. Which is more important in a car, the accelerator or the brakes? Anybody who wants to answer that question is going to end up in the morgue. Anybody who thinks they know, because we say the brakes, I can live without an accelerator. You ain't going to get anywhere. You're going to stay in the car for the next 600 years. You're going to just stay in one place. And if you say to accelerate, you can do without the brakes. We know where that's going to get you. So we know that these are shnei ma'oiroi sagdoilim. We need both. Ki b'sharoshom hakoil echod. Because in their origin, they are all one. Ki nechlolim b'yachad horedifa v'makev. Because these two, the redifa and the makev, Shem Bechinas Yediya Vehedara Yediya, they all become one upstairs, up on top. Ki Daiko Al Yedei Shneihem Yachad Masigin Oyer Hoein Seif Kanal. Because it's only via the cooperation between both of them, it's only by both of them working together that we achieve the result of being able to understand, achieve the infinite light of Hashem. And therefore, hachamo ulavona, the sun and the moon, hanim shochim mishnei b'chinoi seilu kanal, which draw their light from these levels, the redifa and the ma'akev, nivru shnehem shovin, They were both originally created equal. Vayushneim gedolim. They were both great because they are both great. Is the accelerator in a car important? It's very important. Are the brakes important? Equally important. Ki be'emes shneihem shovim. Because in reality, they're both equal. Me'achar shayidei shneihem yachad dafka masigin oir hein soiv kanal. Because it's only through the cooperation between both of them that we're zeicha to achieve an understanding of the infinite light of Hashem. Achalidei kitrug hayoreach. However, as a result of the moon complaining and telling us that can't have two equal, can't have two sharing one crown, because the moon became jealous of the sun, and the moon made the same mistake that Adam Arishon made, Adam Rishon also refused to wait, to be willing to wait that little bit until he would be qualified to get the to understand everything. He wanted to try to understand immediately what he didn't really have permission to understand. What happened? He blew it. As a result of this, his understanding shrank, went down millions of levels down. And this is the same concept of what happened to the moon. The moon became jealous of the sun, in a sense. The sun draws its light from Yediyah. Whereas the moon draws its light from the makev. The sun is the accelerator, the moon is the brakes. The moon got jealous. Who wants to be the brakes? What are you, nuts? I don't do anything. Alkein loyrotzto lahamtin. Therefore, the moon wasn't willing to wait. Ulahamin, and to believe. Sheyu shneim shovim, that they're both going to be equal. Both are going to be. When a person buys a car, again, nobody's going to buy a car without both of them in it. And nobody's going to think that they can live with one more or less than the other. V'yomra, and therefore the moon said, Yefshir l'shnei malochim l'shtamesh b'keser echod. Impossible to have two kings share one crown, meaning, and the moon refused to believe that these two opposing forces, the force that's trying to reach up to Hashem and the force that's pushing it back down, are both really one. And it's only through coordination and cooperation between both of them that a person achieves an understanding of Hashem. And that's what resulted in the moon going down. And therefore, Iker Tikkun HaLevana, the main solution for the moon, the main rectification for the moon, to fix the defect, to fix this deficiency, is based on what we were learning about earlier. And therefore, the main way that we repair the Levana from the moon from this broken state is based on what we learned earlier, Dahainu al yedei hasimcha shel mitzvah, through the joy and happiness while performing a mitzvah. Shaydei ze zoichen lahasig oir hoin soif haydei radifa makev, and we learned earlier that helps a person achieve the infinite light through the radifa makev, haydei shneim yachad daika, by the radifa and makev working together perfectly. And then the sun and the moon come together, and they're both receiving their light equally, as the pasuk said, as it was in the beginning, es shnei hamaoirois hagdoilim, the two great lanterns. V'ze bechinas soid hoibur. And with this we could understand a term that's used in the Gemara, in Sifrei Kabbalah, the secret regarding the new moon and regarding the stars and everything, which is called soid hoibur. Sheloi nimsar kiim legedoile gedoile Yisrael, whereby it's only the greatest of tzaddikim that know and understand this soid hoibur, as it's called. Ki ze hasoid nimshach mi soid hasogas hatishei cholanana, because that secret comes from the secret of those nine hecholim in heaven that we spoke about, al yidei horadif ha-makev kanal, which are generated through the radif and makev. She'ein mi she'yizkel azeh ki'im gedoile hador, whereby the only ones who achieve those nine hecholim are the greatest of the greatest tzaddikim. V'alkein noyagim l'smoyach ma'oid b'shas kiddush halavona. Now you'll understand something very interesting. We know that when a Jew does any mitzvah, he's supposed to do it b'simcha. There's a pasuk, ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. That applies to all mitzvahs. Torah, pikud Hashem yishorim samchei lev. Tefillah, usmachtim beveis tefilosi. But out of all the mitzvahs, one of the mitzvahs which the Jews really, all Jews, seem to do with a little more simcha, is Kiddush Levana. Even those Jews who don't dance when they put on tefillin every morning, but when they do Kiddush Levana, they know you're supposed to dance. There's something about dancing and doing it in wearing nice clothes. You're supposed to try to do it on a Saturday night when you're dressed nice. It's a happy mitzvah. You want to talk about a happy mitzvah? Kiddush Levana. As is written in Shulchan Aruch, shenoyagim lasos rikudin umecholos, that the custom is to dance as part of the celebration of this mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Ki ikr tikin pigimas halavona, huayidei simchas hamitzvah kanal. Because what are we doing here? We're trying to repair the moon. The most important ingredient in repairing the moon is simcha, mitzvah besimcha. V'zeh shonu oimrim, and this is why we say in the prayer of Kiddush Levana, Sosim usmechim lasais ritzon koinam, that the sun and the moon and the Jewish people are all very happy to fulfill the will of our Creator. V'chein oimrim bebirchas hamaoiros b'Shabbos, and also on Shabbos morning, in the Shacharis, we say in Keil Odoin, the beautiful song that we sing, we say about the sun and the moon. Meleim ziv umefikim noyga, noe ziv umechol oilam, smechim betseisum vesosim bevoyam. That the sun and the moon are very happy when they come and go. Ki ikr hamoirois, hualidei hasimcha. Because if you want to talk about light in Judaism, it's all about simcha. Another word for light is simcha, and another word for simcha is light. And it's through simcha, and especially performing mitzvahs b'simcha, that a person is zoiche to get an understanding of Hashem and a real connection to Hashem through this redif and makiv. And this is how we repair the defect and the deficiency in the moon. V'alkein mitzvahs kiddush ha-chodesh u mitzvah rishoyna shenitzavu bo Yisrael. This will also explain why this mitzvah is the first mitzvah that the Jewish people were given as a whole. We know the mitzvah of Mila was given to Avram Avinu, individuals got it. But the first mitzvah when the Jews came out of Egypt as a nation, the first mitzvah they were given was kiddush ha-chodesh. Ki ikr mitzvahs kiddush ha-chodesh shu tikkun ha-yoreach toli b'simcha kanal. Because the whole essence of this kiddush ha-chodesh, which is repairing the moon, is all about simcha. Shezehu shoyresh kol ha-mitzvahs shebetorah, which is the foundation of the entire Judaism. All the mitzvahs of the Torah, the foundation of it all is simcha. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Pikudei Hashem Yesharim, the commandments of Hashem are righteous, Mesamchei Lev. They bring happiness to the heart. All of it. That's what Yiddishkeit is really all about. And this is why this mitzvah was given us specifically the moment we were leaving Egypt, as the Torah tells us over there. Ki ikar yitzias mitzrayim hu'al yedei simcha. Because how does a Jew get out of golus? How does a Jew get out of exile? Simcha. That's the secret weapon. It's not nuclear weapons or chemical weapons or biological weapons. It's not politicians. It's not Obama, Lobama, and this guy over here in Israel. It's not all of these turkeys that are going to solve the problems of the world. The way that the exile is going to come to an end is through simcha. As the Pasuk says, ki besimcha teitzeyon. With simcha, you will get out. You will leave. Leave what? Leave all your problems and crisis and conflicts and everything. Now, in the next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to take us up another level and introduce the concept of chatzos, midnight, to all of this, and show us how that plays an important role in everything we're learning about here. We'll hold it over here for now. Baruch Hashem.